summarise it, I would say it's not a lot different to what we saw on the 30th of November last year, despite a lot of conversations around things that needed done, suggestions from ourselves as homeowner reps that we were discussing. And I would have said, you know, honestly, at reasonable stages, maybe not going as far as we would like, but certainly movement. But then all of that seemed to be taken off the table in what was presented to us as a document. So that's a real source of frustration for us. What was taken out of it was the sliding scale. That was probably the big difference between the 30th of November announcement and what we had on Tuesday. And that always had to go. That was just a nonsensical set of figures set on by a department. It was completely out of kilter. But I will talk to the fact that even though the SCSI numbers are in there, they're not good enough as they stand. SCSI's hands were tied. They were given terms of reference by the department, the same department that came up with the sliding scale. So that could tell you, you know, what to expect in terms of their intent and any levels of positive intent, which we don't think are there anyway. But they were told what they could price in and what had to be excluded and so on. So that just wasn't good enough. And that's why we've got rates that even though they are right, and we're right on the 28th of February, not allowing any inflation on top of that either, by the way, just a snap point in time, they're right on that date. We know how things have moved on since. So, you know, they need to be looked at again. But at least the principle of the department-owned numbers through the sliding scale has been removed, and that's probably one development that was positive coming out of that.